Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're getting into an article that I think will make a few business owners genuinely uncomfortable. It's called OpenAI Frontier Alliance. AI agents are replacing tools and SMEs are unprepared. And it's by Brett Allegre Wood.
Uncomfortable is exactly the right word, because the headline isn't hyperbole. OpenAI has signed actual multi-year deals with McKinsey, BCG, Accenture, and Capgemini. These aren't software reseller agreements. These are the firms that architect the operating models of Fortune 500 companies.
And the goal is explicit: build and deploy AI agents as permanent digital coworkers inside the world's largest enterprises. Not pilots, not proof of concepts. In production right now.
Which raises the obvious question: what actually is an AI agent? Because a lot of people hear that and think it's just a better chatbot.
It's not. A chatbot is a tool you use. An AI agent is a team member you deploy. And Brett is clear that's not just wordplay. An agent has its own login, its own calendar, its own permissions, its own position on the org chart. It can be tasked with a complex multi-step project and trusted to run it autonomously across departments.
So it owns a workflow end-to-end, rather than just helping with one step of it.
Exactly. Brett uses a retail supply chain example: an agent monitoring real-time sales data across every store, cross-referencing weather forecasts, local events, social media trends. It predicts a demand surge, automatically triggers new supplier orders, recommends a pricing adjustment on the next batch. All of that unsupervised, without a human touching a keyboard at each stage.
And that is what the biggest companies in the world are building right now. Which brings us to the investment numbers, because they're pretty stark.
UK medium-sized businesses are already spending about 80% more on AI than smaller businesses, around £225,000 a year versus £125,000. That is not a rounding error.
And it's not just the size of the investment, it's the direction. The enterprise end isn't buying more tool licenses, it's funding foundational infrastructure, hiring talent, forging partnerships like the Frontier Alliance. Every quarter, that gap compounds.
And that's where Brett introduces this idea he calls random acts of AI. Small, disconnected, tactical investments that feel like progress, but don't add up to a strategy.
The example in the article is the one that really landed for me. A business owner cuts £20,000 from their corporate video budget using an AI voice generator. That's a real saving. But while they're celebrating that win, a listed competitor is using AI to analyze sentiment across every single customer support call, automatically identifying at-risk accounts and flagging them for a personal follow-up from a senior account manager. One is a one-off efficiency gain. The other is a compounding customer retention machine. That's the difference Brett is drawing. And if your current AI strategy is a collection of disconnected tools with no integrated vision for how it all fits together, you're on a treadmill.
Running, but not moving forward. And because the competitive finish line is itself moving, you're actually falling farther behind.
What about the Singapore angle? Because Brett raises it, and I think it deserves a moment.
Singapore has introduced a 400% tax deduction on AI-related business spending. Not 40, not 140, 400%. The government is also co-funding AI projects and running nationwide upskilling programs so the entire workforce can compete, not just the big players.
The explicit goal is to prevent a two-tier economy, where only the companies that can afford the Frontier Alliance can afford to compete. And the contrast with the UK's hands-off approach is pretty stark. Brett's point is that without deliberate policy intervention, the market doesn't level the playing field. It accelerates the gap. Singapore is proof a different outcome is possible. So where does that leave an SME owner right now? Because I don't think Brett's argument is that it's hopeless. It's not. He's clear on that. The gap is real and widening, but the ceiling isn't fixed. He makes the point that a well-directed £50,000 investment in a single strategic workflow will outperform £125,000 scattered across disconnected tools. Strategy and patience are more decisive than budget at the SME level. So the question isn't whether you can match OpenAI's consulting partners, it's whether you're willing to stop celebrating tactical wins and build something that actually compounds.
Exactly.
and Brett lays out a clear set of actions in the article. For me, the one I'd ask every listener to do this week is the workflow audit. Identify one workflow in your business that a human currently manages end-to-end. Customer follow-up, supplier ordering, reporting, and ask honestly whether an AI agent could own that workflow autonomously. Not just assist with one step, own it. For me, it's the spend audit. List every AI tool, subscription, and project your business is running right now, then ask, does this add up to a strategy or a collection of experiments? If you can't connect each investment to a specific business outcome, it's a random AI lie. That's the honest starting point. The full article is at family.ai. If you want a clearer picture of where your business actually fits in all of this, Brett offers a full AI audit that will work the conversation. Thanks for listening. See you next time.